We have to go this way. The room should be just up here. Will you quit complaining? We need this, okay? We are having some very serious marriage problems. And if you want to stay with me, then we need to get this fixed. So quit your bitching and let's go. Here we are. Ah, good evening, Doc. Yes, that's me. And, my husband. Oh, well, thank you. I think we'll just, have a seat here on the couch. Well, we've been together for many years, and it's just been kind of going downhill. I'm not happy. There's no thrill. There's no excitement in our marriage anymore. It's leaving me unsatisfied. I'm unsatisfied. I'm not happy. And, well, we're just at our wit's end. I don't know what we're gonna do if this doesn't work. And it would probably be the end of things, and so we're here to just try and fix things and see if anything can be fixed. Confessions? What do you mean? Secrets? Okay. Yeah. I think getting things off our chest, and if there's anything that we should, you know, be honest about, I think that's a good place to start. I mean, honesty is a good foundation for any relationship, right? Well, honey, why don't you go first? Seriously? Like, you never did anything with anyone else? You never cheated? You never... God, you never even looked at the waitress in a certain way? Anything? Lied on our taxes? You are too much of a good boy, I swear. Oh, wow. Me? I have a couple things to confess, I suppose. Throwing this out there, when we got married, about 10 minutes before the ceremony, I fucked my ex. Yeah. Is that all? No. There might have been other things. On the honeymoon, I got very intimate with the concierge. That's where I was that night. I was not at a overnight spa. I was spending the night with the concierge. Yeah. I've also slept with my personal trainer. Every time I go in and get a physical, I give our doctor a blowjob. And I also let him eat me out. And I also, every Thursday, when I'm bringing you lunch, you know, I'm actually coming by not just to bring you lunch, but to fuck your boss. That feels so much better. Marriage counseling, getting things off one's chest. Yeah, I mean, this is what therapy is for, right? Getting things off your chest. Finding forgiveness. Yeah, I think that's about it. I'm pretty sure it's, just those five since we got married. And I wouldn't even count my ex just because we weren't married yet. Why? Oh, wow. Okay, straight to the point. Well, okay. If I'm being honest, every single one of them was much better in bed. I'm serious. Honey, I'm sorry, but you cannot please me. You can't. You always leave me so unsatisfied. And plus, all of them were so well hung. They satisfy me. I feel good afterwards. They make me feel good. And I am satisfied by the end. And, I mean, my personal trainer. That is a sexy piece of man meat there. Of course I was fucking him. I couldn't resist. A physically fit man with a nice cock. How could I resist? And the concierge? Well, he was charming and had a sexy accent. I mean, you saw the way he was kissing my hand and holding my bags for me. How could I resist? And besides, we don't get to go out of the country that often. I had to indulge, even just a little bit. You don't look angry, which is pretty surprising. You don't even look sad. Oh. Are you getting turned on by this? Really? Well, is it the thought of me being with another man that's getting you off? Oh my. Wow. How is it that I never knew this about you? That is amazing. So, if I told you that I let, like, 10 minutes before our wedding, my ex come in my mouth, and our first kiss as a married couple had another man's cum intertwined into that. What do you think about that? Oh my. Honey, grab the pillow. You're getting hard. Sorry, Doc. Wow. So, honey, are you saying that the thought of me sucking another man's cock and me getting fucked over a desk or a bed or even one of those exam tables at the doctor's office excites you? Oh my. Honey, did you realize you liked this? What do I think of this? Oh, jeez, Well, to be quite honest, it's actually very exciting. It's actually quite a turn-on. I'm just now thinking about what we could do with this. Honey, this could save our marriage. If I invited over one of my lovers to the house, would you want to watch him fuck me? Would you want to watch me suck his cock? Ooh, would you get off to it? Yeah, that would be really exciting. Another thing that would really, really make me happy is I want to watch you suck his cock. Like, I want him to fuck me and get some of my pussy juices all over his cock, and I want you to lick it off. That would be so fucking hot. What else would I like? Ooh. I want him to come in me, and I want you to lick it out of my pussy. Yeah, I want you to lick his cum out of my pussy. That would be so, so hot. Ooh, you know what? I think it would be so much fun if you came into your boss's office every Thursday and watched him fuck me. I think that would be so hot. And I think it would give you something to look forward to every week. It certainly has been something I usually look forward to. Plus, you never know. Maybe this could lead to a promotion. Ooh, another fantasy I would love to indulge is inviting several of my lovers all at once to come over and gangbang me. I think that would be so hot. Have a cock in my mouth, another in my hand, while another fucks me. And you have to sit in the corner and just watch your wife be fucked by other men. How does that sound? You're turning so red, honey. Oh my goodness. I can't believe this. You are... I never would have guessed this. You are such a dirty boy. I never knew that you were this kinky. Oh, but I like it. I certainly think we could go somewhere with this. Sorry, Doc. one more time. Do I think this will help the marriage? Oh, absolutely. I think we've found something that will bring that thrill and excitement back to our relationship. Doc, you are brilliant. Thank you so much. I think you saved our marriage. And I think we'll be going now. I think we have what we need.